Grandma, do you remember when Kerensky's revolution took place in February of 1917?
It was Kerensky's money, and they had so much money that they were used to paper the walls. But oh. little square papers, Kerensky's money, those that I remember. Then Kerensky had the money, then all of a sudden, it wasn't very long, I think.
Before the Bolsheviks came in?
There was a lot of Jewish communists, there was a lot of Gentile communists. Sure, yeah. They celebrated.
Do you remember a celebration when the Tsar abdicated? I mean, everybody, all the Jews must have been happy.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And how? Sure, they were there. I remember they were dancing in the street, and then they had plenty of Tsars, number doubles. Plenty of killing after the Tsar. Every 2-3 months of a different government, right after the Tsar. I remember they said how they killed the Tsar and his family, they shot him all. That I remember, because I was so young. I mean, but I remember talking about it, that I remember. But I remember they were dancing in the street after the Tsar and all. And then I remember the Cossacks, you know, the Cossacks with the big horses went to our, after the revolution, then to our city, then someplace else, I don't remember where they went. But they passed by, they didn't stay there long, but you were very happy, you were afraid of them.
All of the troops must have come right past your house,
cause
you were on
because
you were
on the main
street.
Yeah,
so you must have seen all of the troops coming back and forth.
Yes, every change, everything went to, because they lived on the main street, not only we, everybody's, you know, not only our family. Oh, but mostly then all the Jewish people in the ministry, like I told you, you know, when they did. I think it was more Jewish people than Gentile. It was like quite a few Gentiles, but they were way on the side of the city.